So Tracy suggested cuts, and
they have to be broken down.
I know. I understand. I think I know what they are, although I'm not sure. The first one is computer maintenance, to reduce computer maintenance by $50,000.
Let's vote. No, we have to do it separately.
Well, let me. Can we put them all up and then vote on them? I agree. Voting on them separately has got to be the way it's got to be. I don't exactly understand the next one. It says reduce $8,000 to the property tax actual
for this year.
Yeah. I see. So it's an $8,000 reduction. Okay. The next one is the premiums. A proposed savings of $20,000 by using the Pacifica Radio Archives for some of the premiums, and to add $25,000 into the budget as income, based on the refund that we expect to get from the county. Okay? All right. So voting on them one at a time. $50,000 from computer maintenance. Let's do roll call.
Let's go.
It's just as fast, honest to God.
Okay, you guys ready? Agamir?
Yes.
Agamir, yes. Bernstein?
No.
Bernstein, no. Drake?
No.
Drake, no. Fest?
Yes.
Fest, yes. Futron? Futron?
No.
Futron, no. Gans?
I'll come back to you.
Okay, Goldmacher?
No.
Goldmacher, no. Johnson?
Yes.
Johnson, yes. Kim?
Yes.
Kim, yes. Kurzweil?
Yes.
Okay. Nor?
Yes.
Nor, yes. Privis?
No.
Privis, no. Rosenberg?
Yes.
Rosenberg, yes. Russell?
Yes.
Russell, yes. Sawyer?
No.
Sawyer, no. Siegel?
Yes.
Siegel, yes. Sterling?
I'll say yes.
Sterling, yes. Tanaka, Akio?
Yes.
Akio, Tanaka, yes. Kate Tanaka? Kate Tanaka, yes. Turner?
No.
Turner, no. Wilkinson?
No.
Wilkinson, no. Withers?
No.
Withers, no. Let's see here. David Gans?
Abstain.
Okay. And Jack Kurzweil?
No.
Kurzweil, no.
Just for a note, the chair doesn't vote unless it's a tie. It changes the result.
Not true.
The chair is an elected member of the body. The chair gets to vote on any motion that he or she wants to.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go.
So the results of that are 11 yes, 10 no. So that passes. Okay. Wait.
And so we've crossed over. Mm-hmm. That's good. It's by one of them.
Uh-oh.
Okay, next.
Was I recorded no?
Okay. Property tax.
Okay.
Can we go to the next,
please?
Can
we just
please?
Do a unanimous vote?
Yeah.
Let's stay with the roll call.
Please. Okay. Now we're doing the property tax.
$8,000.
Change the budget to reflect that we will pay less property tax than was previously in the proposed budget.
Okay, are we ready? No.
We're going to save $8,000. It's okay. Just do it.
It's adjusting the budget to reflect an $8,000 savings. Okay. Okay. Agamir?
Yes.
Agamir, yes. Bernstein?
Yes.
Bernstein, yes. Drake?
Yes.
Drake, yes. Fest?
Yes.
Fest, yes. Futron?
Yes.
Futron, yes. Gans?
Yes.
Gans, yes. Goldmacher?
Yes.
Goldmacher, yes. Johnson?
Yes.
Johnson, yes. Kim?
Yes.
Kim, yes. Kurzweil?
Yes.
Kurzweil, yes. Nor?
Yes.
Nor, yes. Pritchett, oops, not here. Privis?
Yes.
Privis, yes. Rosenberg? Rosenberg?
Yes.
Sorry, well,
yes.
You
yes.
Vote yes? Okay. Rosenberg, yes. Russell?
Yes.
Russell, yes. Sawyer?
Yes.
Sawyer, yes. Siegel?
Yes.
Siegel, yes. Sterling?
Yes.
Sterling, yes. Tanaka, Akio?
Yes.
Akio Tanaka, yes. Kate Tanaka?
Yes.
Kate Tanaka, yes. Turner?
Yes.
Turner, yes. Wilkinson?
Not voting.
Not voting. Wilkinson? Withers? Withers, yes. So that's 21 yes. Okay, that's approved.
Could I just take a moment to say, this is the first time
We did one before.
No, we've done before.
Okay. So far, we've saved $58,000, although some of it may be a little illusory. Okay. The next item is, premiums. Okay. And this would be a savings of 20,000, right? Premiums, a reduction in the budget of 20,000. Okay. Go. A yes vote means that you're voting to increase the amount of money that, or to increase the percentage that the people who do the premiums have to spend on Pacifica Radio Archives. Okay.
As a money saving. Okay. Agamir? Oh, he's out. We'll come back to him. Bernstein?
I don't understand enough about how the funds are raised to be able to say yes. So
no.
I abstain at this point.
No,
say, oh, no. Say no, no. Okay.
So?
No.
No. Okay. Bernstein, no. Drake?
No.
Drake, no. Fest?
Yes.
Fest? Yes. Futron?
No.
Futron, no. Gans?
Yes.
Gans, yes.
Oh, no.
Goldmacher?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Good that we cross over every
day. Goldmacher.
No.
Sorry? Goldmacher, no. Okay. Sorry, I didn't hear. Johnson.
Yes.
Johnson, yes. Kim.
I'm going to abstain.
Kim abstains. Kurzweil.
Abstain.
Kurzweil abstains. Nor.
Yes.
Nor, yes. Privis. Privis, no. Rosenberg?
Yes.
Rosenberg, yes. Russell?
No.
Russell, no. Sawyer?
No.
Sawyer, no. Siegel?
Yes.
Siegel, yes. Sterling?
Yes.
Sterling, yes. Akio Tanaka?
Yes.
Akio Tanaka, yes. Kate Tanaka?
Yes.
Kate Tanaka, yes. Turner?
No.
Turner, no. Wilkinson?
No.
Wilkinson, no. Withers?
No.
Withers, no.
Please change my abstain to no.
So Kurzweil changes to no. And Agamir is out of the room. Okay. So that is 11 no, 9 yes, and that fails.
Okay. Now we did and the property tax refund, $25,000. Yeah.
Can I?
Hold on a second.
Yeah. Can I ask whether we can reasonably expect to get that money in the next fiscal year?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Henry asked to do it by acclamation. Okay. Is there any opposition to this proposal? $25,000 property tax refund. Okay. I see no opposition. It's a unanimous vote. So now we are up to... We still haven't fixed the budget yet.
By what amount?
It should be $87,000.
No.
$97,000, and we've saved $83,000.
We've saved $83,000.
Okay. Keep going.
We're short by $14,000. Okay. Oh, all right. Hold on. We have one more item to vote on. I apologize. I was confused. The last item to vote on is to reduce the. I'm sorry.
That was contingent on another on the other.
Right. These are you have to reduce before you can get to that.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We still haven't achieved a balanced budget. We've cut $83,000. The next two proposals are one not to increase the interim program director salary by $10,000 and to decrease the interim general manager's salary by $10,000. Do people want to take those as combined or two separate items?
Combined.
All right. Okay. Somebody requested separation. We separate them. It's okay. We're going to do this.
I'd like.
Hold on a second. Okay. Jack, do you have a point of order?
I'd like to make a substitute motion.
Hold on. Tracy has a point of order. Go ahead. Ah, okay.
Well,
a little late for that, right?
So,
go ahead, Jack.
Okay, so I want
microphone, please.
What
microphone?
I would like to make a first a question. We are now down how much money?
$14,000.
I would like to move that we add $14,000 to the expected fund drive listener income in order to have a balanced budget.
Substitute motion, add $14,000. I have a question. My question is, because a portion of that money becomes part of our central services fee, it has to be more than $14,000 in order to achieve $14,000.
Expenses in that.
Right.
Give us a number.
Maria's working on a number. Hold on.
$20,000.
Okay. Jack has made a substitute motion to increase Okay, I'm sorry. I have a question, which is, what happened to the $50,000? Is the $50,000 still in there?
Yeah. Yes, we have a development director, so we're leaving it in.
We have a development director, so we're leaving it in. Okay, great. Okay. Okay, so the proposal, Jack's motion is to add $20,000 to income to achieve a balanced budget. Is that correct? In which category, Jack? Listener donations. Okay, listener support. Is there a second to that motion? Okay, thank you. Is there any discussion on the question? Yes, Tracy. Terry. Tanya, I'm sorry.
Tracy,
I'm sorry.
Tanya,
it's the initials that get me. I know.
Oh, I'm worried about the apprenticeship program here. So I was trying to figure if we needed 14,000, but we're putting in 20, you know, I'm wondering if the remainder could go to the apprenticeship program.
The 20,000 includes benefits for the 14,000.
Okay, can I just explain something, please?
Yes, go ahead,
okay.
Maria.
$20,000 in listener support,
yeah,
equals $3,900 in central services. So that nets out to $16,000, okay? That's just for, but then there's development expenses that are related to making that $20,000. Without having that, yeah.
So there's no leftover. There's no
so,
leftover.
So, when I put it in the budget, it may be exactly at zero, or we might be in the red. I don't know. But there's basically with the $20,000 extra, there's nothing extra to go anywhere else.
Okay. Okay. Huh? Okay. Okay, so Jack's substitute motion is morphed into a motion that now says that we will add in listener support whatever it takes to make a balanced budget. Is that all right with people? Okay. That's the motion. All right. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right. Are there any objections to the motion?
Yes.
Okay. Mal Bernstein objects. Any other objections to the motion? Okay. So that motion passes. Now the issue of the apprenticeship program is still on the board. We did not achieve a significant enough savings to make a financial promise to the apprenticeship program. I'd point out the apprenticeship program already has more money in the budget this year than it did last year, and I'm willing to take discussion on the issue. I'll start with... Oh, Jack wants to make a motion. Okay.
I move a sense of the local station board to direct the treasurer and the interim general manager, as the budget unfolds, to look for ways of supplementing the budget of the apprenticeship program.
Seconded.
Yeah, second that.
Write it down.
Write it down while you got it fresh in your mind.
Okay. Does everybody understand the motion?
Yeah.
Was there a second to the motion?
Second.
Are there any objections to
No.
Once again, the motion passes.
Laura wants to say something.
The rest of us can say, it's not really part of the motion, but if we do have a development director, we could make sure that we give that emphasis to the development director to work on the apprenticeship program.
Yeah. Okay. I will say it's an attractive issue. Thank you all very much. Okay, we are now ready to move on, and we are not going to take any more breaks. I don't care what you say.
I move adjourn.
No, absolutely. I'm not willing to accept a motion to adjourn. We're going to keep moving. Okay, we are now at the point. Yes. Yes. Are you making that motion, Dan? Okay, so it's been moved and seconded that we approve the motion as the budget as amended. Are there any objections? Seeing no objections, that is the will of the body. Okay, so now we're at the point where we left off this morning of public comments. Do I have the thing with the where people wrote their names? Does the public have any comments?
Oh, here's the list.
Okay. Is there anybody out there who didn't get to sign up yet? Okay. I'll put your name on the list.
So, Tracy, you're going to push that in finance, right?
That's where it goes.
Okay.
So based on our past practice, I would ask that the members of the public confine their comments to 2 minutes, and we will start with Kate Gowan, followed by Daniel Borgstrom. Kate.
Is it on? Okay. I have 2 points to make. The first is that there's a lot of references that are made to this kind of shadowy faction that is attempting to manipulate things at the station, and there's a kind of conspiracy going on, and I have to speak as somebody who might be perceived as part of that faction to say that when I first, my attention was brought to the problems at the station by what was going on air, I hadn't chosen a side. I didn't have any way of knowing what the different factions were actually representing until I'd spent a lot of time doing a lot of research, including reading Matthew Lazar's book. And I've made my own decision as to who I agree with, and it seems really disrespectful to be putting out there that we're kind of manipulated dupes or faction members. I've based my judgment on the merits of the arguments put forth by both sides, and the people who disagree with the side that I've chosen would do well to respect my intelligence and my commitment. The other thing is that I wanted to give you a listener's view of the pledge drives, which seem to be coming more and more frequently, going on for longer and longer, and being more and more repetitive. And as a kind of parenthesis, I'd like to express my surprise that the IGM wasn't aware that pledging goes on until 10 o'clock. The evening I listen to a lot of the evening music programs, and I've heard David Gantz do very effective pitching. I've heard Larry Kelp tell people that they can come on online to pledge after 10 o'clock. Hear Bonnie Simmons and Dirk Richardson do pledging. So I'm surprised that I'm a longer listener than the manager is.
Let me just say that if you have additional comments that you'd like to the board to read, we do have an email, and you can email us, and we'd be happy to receive your comments online. Okay, next on the list is Daniel, followed by Eileen Alfandary.
Oh, excuse me. Hello, my name is Daniel Borgstrom. And I would like to offer some suggestions on becoming a successful IGM or GM. And these are actually not my ideas. These are things I've noticed, I've seen from previously greatly beloved IGMs and GMs and board members, things they did. First, you need to get a drawer. You need to have a drawer. It can be a small drawer, but it needs to be a drawer. And the purpose of that is to put checks in. If you get a $375K check in it, you put it in there and leave it till it expires. And this is part of being a successful GM. There is another thing. You need to have occasionally police, Berkeley police in the station beating people up. That has to happen. And when it
excuse
does,
me, Daniel. I just ask people to be quiet. He's got 2 minutes. Let him talk.
And when that happens, your job is to cover it up. There's another suggestion. This is actually not for a successful. By the way, that happens about 5 weeks later. Expect to become full-fledged GM. That's the way things are done around here. Another suggestion, and this is from actions of a board member, not a former GM, but if you have an extra $800 laying around, don't give it to KPFA. Donate it to the Republican Party.
Eileen, followed by Brian Shirtsuki. Is Brian here? Oh, he left. Okay. So followed by Paula.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to hit a few points really quickly. One is, and this goes back to the earlier discussion, we are hemorrhaging money, we are hemorrhaging listeners, and we are not meeting our mission in the morning. And I don't want to focus on the morning mix, because our problem in the morning is actually bigger than that. It's our entire morning drive. And I hope that we'll be able to put together some statistics to email out to you that we didn't have a chance to put together before today's meeting. But July 2010, which I believe, or in any case, last summer's drive compared to this summer's drive, we came in $45,000 under this year. That's a problem. We came in way under during the key morning drive periods in the previous drives as well, when you look at last year to this year. So we have to fix it. Andrew, when you were at WBAI, you, and I'll address everybody, you, and you've said this, and I'm sorry, I never let you forget it. You said 8 a.m. is the G-spot of radio. And I actually agree with that. You brought Amy from the evening to the morning because that made sense. You need consistency. You need a well-produced program. You need something that people can tune in and listen to across the week and know what they're going to get. And we don't have that right now. As somebody, Chris, said during our recent staff meeting, the people that are on during the morning mix, it may be that it's important for them to be on and to get some training, but 8 a.m. is not a training period for the morning. We have some people on there who are paid staff and who do a good job, but it changes from day to day. So we need to fix it. And if I had anything that I would ask the board, it would be to instruct the management team to fix the morning drive. And again, I'm not just talking about 8 a.m. because our problem goes beyond that. And if we don't fix morning drive, we are going to continue to hemorrhage money and hemorrhage listeners. So I would really urge us to, as we talk about all the other things that we want to do at the station, to focus on our priority, which is our morning drive. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Paula followed by Virginia Browning.
Yes, I totally agree with everything Eileen Elfenderry said. This is my sixth meeting, and I'm really glad to see everybody getting along better and this being a more productive meeting, and I hope that we're going to have more of those. And I've been coming down here, you know, because I've been very worried about this station ever since the morning show was cut and trying to figure out what's going on. It's also been a great learning experience for me. I got alarmed again when I heard Sonali Kolhatkar was going to get cut off on Saturday morning, and she's kind of my shining light on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. And so that was kind of upsetting to me. I don't agree with everything she says. I didn't particularly agree with her 9/11 show, however. But it, you know, it feels like, are we going to have more purges? Now, I've started listening a little bit to the AM mix, you know, and I don't think it's all horrible and everything, but I think we need our morning show back. And as to the dwindling persons over time, I think that when Amy and Brian came on, there was such a dynamic duo, it just really perked up the station when, you know, they started in. And I think it's not... having to do with change, as you said, Kate, I think it has to do with the way it was done, the way it was handled right before, you know, right before a major fund drive, all of a sudden you're changing horses midstream and dropping the morning show. It didn't even make sense. So right there I knew something was wrong. And I'm sure that a lot of other listeners feel that way too. And also... you know, I contributed toward that whatever $61,000 loyalty fund drive to the morning show because that was the only option I had to try to voice, you know. Anyway, let's hope we have less condescending and more getting together and solving problems here and constructive criticism. Thank you.
That Brian, I don't remember what I had to say except that I was going to say that I like the Letters in Politics program, and I hope that's not in your crosshairs for whatever's going to be coming up. That's all.
Thanks, Brian. Okay, now Virginia, followed by Stan Woods.
When Sonali was presented by Arlene Engelhardt to as a paid to go on when staff cuts were needed to just keep the whole network alive, the same people that are saying they don't want to lose Sonali now were screaming about how, you know, they shouldn't have her on then. As far as being disrespectful about the shadowy thing, it hasn't even been answered who that is. We all know who it is, that it's Eileen Alfandari and people putting that KPFA worker thing up, but it is shadowy because they don't put their names on it. And as far as disrespectful, I've worked in the elections. It's an elected board. It hasn't been fair, because what happens is the side here that is the staff side that you, I'm sorry, that you've chosen, they get on the air, they've had whole shows on the air during election periods where they got to have their point of view on, and the election supervisors were not allowed under the previous general manager to have an opposing show on, okay? So we've never had a fair election. A lot of us here have worked hard to have fair elections, but there haven't been any. But despite that, some people did manage to find out enough information to get some people elected. Matthew Lazar's book stops right when the elected board started. If you want to see the election reports that detail the election violations, it's not on the Pacifica or KPFA website put up by this high-paid web person, but it is at www.danielborgstrom.com. He has both election reports, the local and the national. They're long, but I urge you to go to the parts that talk about the election violations. And if you think it has bad grammar on there, you should see the enormous amounts of work fighting the ingrained few people at the station that were trying to keep their few little shows on and waste money. How much work they had to do every single day going into that snake pit.
Thank you. Stan Woods, followed by Ann Garrison.
Yeah, just a couple thoughts about what was said earlier regarding the morning mix and the host on the morning mix. I'll take two of them, Davey D and J.R. Valerie. I find some of the attacks on them implicitly to be really, well, I could say a lot of things, but they're just dead wrong. Davey D, for example, did an excellent show after Bard Management tore up the Constitution. He had many guests on. He handled it very well. I know I've been leery of the professionalism mantra that's been around for several years, but if he wasn't professional, I don't know who is. J.R. has his own unique style, but I tell you, when he opened up the phone lines, I remember one day, something like 15 callers called in. The board member here mentioned African-American working class. Well, most of them identify themselves as African-American working class. I happen to live by Lake Merritt, and there's a Starbucks near there that I sometimes go. My kid works there, and Davey D sort of holds office hours, so to speak, there in the afternoon. Sometimes there's a damn line of people wanting to talk to him, and they praise the morning show. So I guess it really depends on which audience do you really want to reach. I personally would rather have 1,000 people, new listeners, give $25, and 25 people give $1,000. I know this side of the aisle would deny that, but I think you'd prefer the other way around. And so I think the morning mix is mixed, pardon the pun. Actually, the weakest show, I think, is the Monday show, which is actually more like the old morning show. Competent, but very tentative, very careful, very cautious. Contrast that when Davey D is on, when JR is on, and when Peter Phillips, and the attacks on Peter Phillips, who I think, it's hard to rate people on what they've accomplished, but his consistent working getting Project Censored out over the years, decades now, I'll put him on par about anybody I can think of in the U.S. left. Thank you.
Okay, Ann Garrison, followed by Maria.
Yeah, thanks. First, I got to say, I was out here reading this book while I was listening to this, and I hardly know what to say. I knew about it. I hadn't read it until just now. This, the enough moment. This book was... The author of this book was interviewed on the old morning show. John Prendergast. This guy sits on the side of Samantha Power and Gail, I can't remember her name, who's also National Security Council. He is former Clinton National Security Council during the Rwanda genocide. He wrote this book with Don Cheadle, and it is all in support of the new narrative justifying intervention in Africa. Just came out a couple of weeks ago, Obama's Mass Atrocities Board. I report about an obscure subject. Basically, it is about Pentagon-engineered mass atrocities that are swatting millions of African people off their resources like so many flies. This guy is the chief propagandist of this. Now, I was trying not to let myself get this upset about it, and I don't want to make it a morning show issue. I think it's a Pacifica radio issue. This is out there. How are you going to be against stopping genocide? Okay, I had a couple of other things to say, okay, that are more practical. Regarding the development director, I did some research. You're going to have a hard time, really hard time, raising any grant money until you clear up your charity navigator score. Okay, I talked to Andrew. I came to the staff meeting and reported this, and there were several people here. I think it would be the job of the foundation to go and talk to Charity Navigator about why that score is like it is. One is not having transparency in the budget, not having an audited 990 on, that's available to the public. Okay, the other thing is
okay, I'm speaking as a public member and not as a business manager, but I have been in the corporate world. Again, KPFA needs to be run like a business. I hate to tell you that. We have to make money and we have to spend money. When it comes to the morning mix, the one thing I have to say is that what I don't understand is I thought this was a free speech radio station. So that means people should have their opinion. Cynthia, when you said that, yeah, I'm you know, about that we shouldn't say bad things about other people or shows or whatever. I understand that, but it is free speech, right? That's what this whole thing is about, I thought. So whatever opinion people have of whatever show, they should be able to say it. And that's just my point. Anyway, let's see, what else was I going to say? And when it comes to about the funds being diverted, my thought would be, you know, from one show to another, my thought would be is that those people just want Pacifica to, or KPFA to stay alive. So they just want to put money where, you know, to keep it going. And the other thing I've heard about the morning mix is that other people have said, and it should stay around. It's like, yeah, you know, apprenticeship program, people should be able to do that. But why not in another spot? Good business would mean put your, you know, best product forward in the best place. So not to say the morning mix, you know, shouldn't stay around, Anthony, I promise you. But put it somewhere else where it can be developed, but not at, you know, the expense of the whole station. So that's pretty much what I have to say. And what I had put up on the thing is on the board, no two branches of the same tree would ever fight each other, and yet humans consistently are at war.
Thanks, Maria. Okay, we have 10 minutes left. Oh, Janet, I'm sorry. I did forget you, even though I said I would. I'm sorry. Janet Coburn's the last person to speak.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be real quick. It has to do with the KPFA news coverage of the hostilities in Gaza and Israel, Egypt recently. And I don't listen to the news all the time, but the other day there was a report about what was going on, and I heard the voices of Israeli spokespeople, governmental spokespeople, which I hear on the mainstream media, and no voices of Palestinians, people from Gaza. So I I'm suggesting, I wish Eileen were still here, that there be more actual voices from Gaza, from the unrepresented voices, and not mediated, not saying, oh, so-and-so said, actually have the voices, and there are ways to do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, I want to note that people can email the news department directly through the KPFA website, and I urge people to do that if you have issues about the news. And again, you can email us directly through the KPFA website. Can we have, we can finish reports if, no, somebody said no. Okay, there seems to be a general call to adjourn. People are so undisciplined, I can't believe it. All right. All those in favor of adjourning? Opposed? I'm opposed.